The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. Last hour, Paul Drockton joined us. By the way, into the future, we're going to have Trends Journal guy. Oh, we're going to have him on for 45 minutes instead of the half hour that he's been giving us. And we're going to bring up other financial people on a Tuesday show as well. So stand by. It's going to get better. We had a big blow when Bob Chapman died. And, of course, Robbie Noel when he fell ill. And we're piecing the thing back together, but one of the things I like doing is talking to our friend in Japan. That's James Corbett. How you doing, James?
I'm doing pretty good, but I literally just rolled out of bed, so whatever's happening in the world in the last few hours, you're going to have to fill me in on.
Well, actually, I'm going to make it easy on you today because, well, we're in the middle of a pledge drive for the network. Did you know that?
I did indeed. And I hope people are contributing generously, because if there's any cause that needs it, it's the cause of the independent media. And once again, RBN is at the forefront and is leading the charge in terms of rounding up people and letting them know about what's really going on and not feeding them the garbage that people are unfortunately used to in our day and age. So I certainly hope that people are contributing as much as they can to a very worthy cause.
Well, I really, you know, I have a sister that gave me a piece of advice years ago. She looked at me and said, Johnny, she said, you may or may not understand this, and I was pretty young at the time. She said, you know, if you can just go in and touch something once and have done with it, the better off you're going to be. She said, I'm not saying if there's a mistake, you got to rework it and make it right. She said, but I'm just saying be efficient with your time and touch it only once if that's all you need to touch it. Well, we've been reaching out and touching people now for an entire week. Our goal is $40,000. We're into the seventh day of this, and we've collected $15,000. Do you think that's pretty good? Because I don't.
Yeah. I was going to say it's a start, just to be optimistic, but it's not really there, is it?
Well, I don't think people really understand. You know, if we winked off the dial, well, there's other shows out there we can listen to. Well, you might go over to Genesis Communication and maybe listen to a show over there. But they may not understand this, James, as the founder of Genesis Communications was none other than me, John Stettmiller. And I don't blow my horn. You folks out there in the listening audience, you don't hear me blowing my horn. This is just a statement of fact. It was Republic Radio International. It was bought by Ted Anderson over there, that's still in charge of things. But he picked up Republic Radio International, all the equipment and all the talk show hosts we had on at the time. You know, as a friend of mine called me, he said, you know what? You truly are the godfather of alternative media. Folks, we're here. We need your help today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
James, what are you going to be talking about on your I was told you only got about 3 hours sleep.
It is unfortunately very true. I was up very late working on a video last night, so I have not had a lot of sleep right now.
I can send you over a case of 5-hour energy if you'd like.
Hey, send it on over. Will it get here within the next half hour or so? Tonight on my program, I am going to be talking about some of the latest news about supposed potential pandemics that they're trying to warn us about. There's a new one coming out of Saudi Arabia now, supposedly coming out of the Middle East, some sort of SARS-like virus. And it's just one of many stories I've seen crop up in the last couple of years along similar lines that generally tend to bubble under the surface and then disappear. And so I'm going to use this as an opportunity to take a look back at maybe SARS itself, but also, of course, the swine flu pandemic that was and wasn't and it never was, and kind of was hyped up, and whatever happened there with the WHO, and I'm going to follow that up a little bit and follow some of those threads, because, again, people made billions of dollars from that that WHO-declared pandemic, and there's money to be made there. There's gold in them thar hills. So I think people should be aware of what's going on in the racket that they're running with this.
James, excuse me for being a skeptic here. wasn't it a couple of years ago that the World Health Organization told us the world was going to come to an end?
Oh, I think they declare that all too frequently, really. But yes, exactly right. And what was the swine flu season really like? It was actually less deadly than your average flu season. So, if it could get out of hand, it could be the next big killer. So we might as well just hand them over all our powers and just cower in fear in a corner, I guess, and just make the WHO make everything all better. And they'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Well, we're from the government, and we're here to help you. Well, but that's right. It's extra national. That's not even really beholden to any one government. They are an entity unto themselves.
It's just a couple of letters that that have decided to get together and presume to have authority over everyone in the world. And as long as people believe in it, I guess it works. So that's a good gig if you can get it.
Well, and excuse me, but I think I'll just remain being the skeptic that I am.
I think I'll reserve some of that for myself as well. But unfortunately, there aren't a lot of people who are willing to look at what not only what these people are doing, but how they're doing it and how they get away with it. And it is pretty disgusting when you start to take a look at the fact that the people who are on the board advising the WHO to declare the pandemic in the swine flu case are the same people who are sitting on the boards of some of the vaccine manufacturers that thereby instantaneously get billions of dollars worth of government funding to create vaccines to meet the pandemic just because these people have declared a pandemic. So it's a pretty vicious circle, and unfortunately not a lot of people know about it. So let's fix that tonight.
Well, and, you know, it's ironic. There's this Clinton Foundation, and I was all over the news this morning, that they're there, to make sure that the aid still continues to our friends and brothers around the world. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, are they kidding? Seriously? We got a government that refuses to make any cuts. They're talking to us about raising taxes. They're usurping more power every single day that you and I on planet Earth breathe. And it's never enough. We have a government that is totally out of control, and now they're starting to call us names, and I don't like that. I think I shall remain indignant, and I shall adhere to the facts. I don't care what anybody calls me, because you know what? In the Bolshevik Revolution, the people that were backing the Tsar, they were called nasty names too. Now I've got Department of Homeland Security and the FBI calling me a terrorist because I'm an extremist. Yeah, well, I'm extremely pissed off here. I guess you could call me an extremist in that regard, because I want my constitutional republic back. I want the rule of law, and I want the criminals to go to jail. I guess that is a little extreme to them. It would be if you were a criminal, don't you think, James?
Extremism in the pursuit of liberty is no vice, and the opposite of that is it's not rolling off my tongue.
Well, and I'll tell you what.
Temperance in the pursuit of virtue is no virtue. No, that doesn't sound right.
You know what I thought of? The outlaw Josie Wales, the old Indian that said, you know, I've seen the great white father in Washington, D.C. He definitely speaks with forked tongue. We talked to General, and he told us, you should endeavor to pursue. Whatever that means. Chris in California, thanks for holding, Chris. How you doing?
I'm well. I'd be better. But, John, in your first hour, you brought up some salient points, and I was hoping you would say that, address the Congress people, creatures, that are continually in back rooms, smoky back rooms, doing deals. And this is the reason why we have what we have as far as Glass-Steagall be damned. We need to bring that back. But insofar as making a profit, you talked about big car companies and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of corporations are under the problem of, well, you know, your congressman has done this with the Chinese or done that. And I don't even think congressmen are allowed to make pacts with foreign countries. Is it something Logan Act or something that holds them accountable?
Ooh.
But
I don't. James?
They just continue to do what we didn't put them in there to do.
Well, and Chris,
you're not going to get them out. You know, it's like trying to get you know what off your shoe. You can't scrape that crap off your shoe. It's trying to get. I used to say. Trying to get rid of Bill Clinton is like trying to get scrape off, you know what, off the.
Well, wait a minute. No,
the waffle no, of your
Chris,
bottom of your
Chris,
shoe.
Chris, I disagree with you. If I've got my cowboy boots on, I get a little cow dung on it, I can restore those boots. I can make them clean again. I can scrape the doo-doo off of it and get out a brush and a little bit of water, and I can clean it up. I can restore those boots. Just as if we, the people, the preamble to the Constitution, we the people, we are the government. We hire these people. They were there. They swore the oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution, of which they've been exactly opposite. They've been doing exactly the opposite. They're violating it in any given turn. They make rules and regulations that magically become law that is not any way, shape, form, or fashion. It's not commensurate with the Constitution. This is freedom and liberty we're talking about.
Yes, you know, and nuts to us and our freedom and liberty, but boy, they sure enjoy theirs with an armed group. Take a Feinstein with her, you know, she's so anti-gun, the hypocrite, you know, but she has her little armed group, and she has her CCW permit,
well,
the hypocrite.
Well,
but everything is so Hegelian.
Yeah.
Everything is so Hegelian that...
Yes.
Continually, let me define Hegelian to the masses here. It's when government or people in authority cause a big problem that we all get huffed about, and then then they come in as the saviors and offer the solution for not our results, but for their desired results. So if it's anything, it's conspiracy. You know,
mine or theirs, Chris.
I'm sorry.
My conspiracy or their conspiracy?
Well, you know what? 10 years have gone by, and on a curve, all these so-called that's why the term if they label you a conspiracy theorist in the here and now, it doesn't wash anymore because on a curve, 100% of all so-called conspiracies are true. They've all come to be reality.
Yeah, well, and here we have a government that it's turning against its own people, literally building a police state, doing everything contrary. You know, I mean, how do you think Ben Bernanke was able to throw $14 to $16 trillion at foreign banks and foreign corporations? Well, foreign corporations are the foreign banks.
$40 billion a month, John.
Yes. And we're on the hook for this surety. The American taxpayer is on the hook because we know government is not in a business of making money. It's just taking the money and redistributing the money. So if they're not making the money, who's in the trenches making this money? And how many future generations and whatever they produced are going to be pledged to the very people that caused the problem in the first place?
Yeah.
There's your Hegelian dialectic, my friend.
Right. Hey, JC, welcome. Could you please give us an overview of the new Q3 to eternity? Could you break that down for us, the listeners?
Well,
and,
for those who aren't familiar, how about defining the $40 billion per month that are now going to be funneling into mortgage-backed securities? Yes, the very same securities that were at the base of the entire housing bubble meltdown a few years ago. And not only is it open-ended, and not only are they saying it's going to be tied to whatever happens in the employment figures that they already fudge, they're now saying that they might actually move into other asset classes as well. And it really is QE to infinity, because there's no end on it and no end in sight. Hang on. They can just keep printing the money till the cows come home, I guess.
Hang on a second, Chris. Kevin in Australia, call back in. I promise I'll take your call. I'd like to hear from our Aussie friends. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual allicin of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allicin only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allicin C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allicin C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall. He said, I've been a lot of places and I've seen a lot of things, but sonny, I've seen one thing beats them all.
And Obama's gonna buy me a car. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris in California, you still with us? I'm sorry, he dropped? Okay, great. But I do have, well, there's our Aussie friend. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how are you, John?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'd just like to put my bid into your request for backing for your radio station.
Tell me you're a multimillionaire and the check's in the mail.
Well, I'm not a multimillionaire, but I do kick in, and I think it's important that people do. And I think the reason why a lot of people don't, actually, is because even though they see all the evidence They can see what the rogue U.S. government over the past, you know, various administrations, they can see what they've been up to and they don't like it. But they don't, I don't know that they really believe that they are as evil as what they actually are. And they don't actually understand the evil they get up to, and if they only knew how it is actually going to point back at them. Well, it's pointing back at them now in loss of jobs, and I know that because there are thousands of Americans that have, I won't say they're immigrating here, but they're coming out here to get jobs where they can actually get a decent pay.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're hosting the Army or the Marines, and I can see why they're here. They're only here in case we Aussies get out of line. They're there to, enforce the New World Order rulership kind of thing. But you know what? A couple or 3 weeks ago, I was talking to an American serviceman in downtown Western Australia, and I asked him, I said, do you ever listen to alternative radio? And he said, hey, man, yeah, I know all about you. Oh, your friend over at the other network that you mentioned before that you were started.
Yeah.
He said, I listen to that all the time, and he said, I listen to a few others, and I said, have you ever listened to this particular, Republic Radio? And he said, well, I don't know that I, he said, I probably have, but I don't know that I have. He said, we know what's going on. This is a military guy. He said, we know what's going on, and we don't like it. He said, but there's very little that we can do at the moment.
At the moment. I just saw the other day that they're going to draw down the troops in Australia, and they're only going to leave 60 or 70,000 over there. I didn't know that Australia was in such danger from an external threat that we had to park 70,000 of our Marines over there in Australia.
I think they're there for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to kind of seize power and make sure that nobody else gets our minerals.
Well,
I don't think they're there. They're not going to be there for our well-being. And the other thing is, we do not have guns to protect ourselves. Well, in general, we don't. Whereas the American people are still permitted to have their constitutional rights and have basically as many firearms as they want, as a general rule, and as much ammunition as they want. I've heard of instances where that isn't so, but you know what? Never give up your guns.
Kevin,
never, ever, ever.
Kevin, you're an aware person. You know what's going on in your own country. You're listening to what's going on in our country. You being an Australian, since they have banned weapons in Australia, what do you think the escalation? Give me a percentage.
I don't have to give you my viewpoint on it. There was a commissioner of police interviewed, and they asked him since the gun buyback, the banning of guns, has crime with firearms increased or decreased? And this is a high-ranking police officer. He said, well, I hate to say it, but the crime with firearms has gone through the roof. but having said that, we don't want the people to have guns anyway, so that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Well, hey, at least he told the truth for those that have the ears to hear and the eyes to see it.
He did. Like, if you call a, you've got to kind of be your own cop here. There's a habit in some areas, in some neighbourhoods, where a gang of youth may break into some old person's home and they beat the hell out of them and steal $2 and put them in hospital for 6 months. Now, there was a case of an old boy. I think he was some kind of an immigrant, but he gave them both barrels, and I hear the music.
Yeah, hang on, hey Kevin, hang on one second. I've got to take this hard break bottom of the hour, 800-313-9443. While you're out there, folks, listening to the program, you got a chance to pick up the phone right now. Dial 800-724-2719. Make a donation. If I'm tired of doing the pledge drive and you're tired of hearing it, make me go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Boy, I'll tell you what, as luck would have it, during the break, one of our computers had a little hiccup and decided to kick our streams offline. Now, I've got a sneaking suspicion that this is another computer that's trying to tell me, it's time for me to fail, it's time for me to fail. Folks, look, spitting chewing gum, the spit's dried up, and the bubble gum is hard as a rock. We've put a lot of things in this network and kept it running on a hope and a prayer. Well, we had hope and change, and that never worked for anybody, so I'm not going to hope and pray here. That we don't have another piece go down. I walked in this morning and we had a computer fry on us, and that was archives for the network for 3 years. Luckily, we were able to go out and get a couple of hard drives and recover it. We're downloading right now 3 years of archive programming onto a new hard drive. But this one, this computer decided it was going to hiccup and bump the streams offline. So when we're telling you that we're doing a pledge drive for $40,000, It's because we need $40,000. Not $1.298, not $31,259.22. $40,000 is the projected goal because we've got to replace stuff and replace it fast. At any rate, Kevin in Australia, you were saying about a couple old folks, and they were immigrants?
Yeah. There was an old guy. He was in his home and locked up like Fort Knox, and they bashed their way in, and he had no option but to give them both barrels. And from memory, one of them was killed, and the court case went on for quite a while. And they were charging him with assault and battery, charging the old guy with assaulting the thieves and murderers that were breaking into his apartment to do him in. And in the end, he got off. The judge ruled that it was in self-defense, but that was the first case, you know, forever that I can think of where someone who defended themselves actually got off. So there could be a change. I think there's an outcry now. The old people in certain areas are just not safe. They just, you know, the vile scumbags just regard them as, you know, fair pickings, I think. And they go after them because they're easy targets.
Well, you know what we've said all along, Kevin, about gun bans? And Hillary Clinton is working on a global gun ban. This Wicked Witch of the East here has never stopped. She's trying to do this by treaty, and we do have a constitution that no treaty shall subvert our constitution. Well, that's not important to these people anymore. And as your police guy down there said, your high-ranking police guy, hey, oh, yeah, crimes with guns has gone through the roof. That's simply because criminals are not law-abiding citizens, and they will break laws. But what they've done in Australia is prevented the individual from protecting themselves against the criminals. How insane,
you know, John,
how insane is that?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But you know what? When they actually catch the crims with their machine guns, and they've got Uzi machine guns and Armalite rifles and all manner of military type weapons, and you know they're very well armed, and yet they don't want the householder to have a Remington 1100 five shot shotgun or a 243 or something like that. But we can have high power rifles. But the process of getting a rifle is like...
I'm sorry, did we lose him? Yeah, Kevin, my apologies, my friend. We lost you. But I think if you're going to say the process for obtaining that hunting rifle, yeah. Rules and regulations, you now have to seek permission and beg. Well, not here. Not ever. We have the right to our life, our liberty, and our property, and anybody tries to deprive us of that, including the gun grabbers, they need to go bye-byes.
Well, unless you live in New York or Chicago or any of those other places where they've basically just undermined any thought that there's a Second Amendment. And unfortunately, that is the case in too many places around the world. And I think Americans sometimes take it for granted just how blessed they are to be living in a land that actually does have a Second Amendment, or at least pretends to, and in which the, you know, gun rights have been enshrined. Because as a Canadian living in Japan, let me tell you, my chances of getting any type of firearm here would be about equivalent to a snowball's chance in Hades.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen. And I think, once again, people shouldn't take it for granted, because it is such an incredible thing to be able to actually defend yourself and to have that right and have that right acknowledged. And that is the difference between a free man and a slave.
You know, remember about 3-4 weeks ago, the story that hit New York City out in front of the Empire State Building, a guy went crazy and killed one of his fellow co-workers, and then the police killed him.
And there were 10 other people?
Yeah. There were at least nine, maybe 10 other people that died. But guess what? Guess who shot them? It was the cops themselves. Now, these people are precluded from having any protection. Now, how's this for a grand experiment? You're all compacted. You got 12 million people in a very finite geographical area. And you're not allowed to have a gun. You're depending on New York's finest up there, NYPD, and private security to protect 12 million people. When things start to go south, goes to Hades in that handbasket, what do you think the people of New York City are going to do when the criminals get hungry and they need to feed? Who is going to be their victim? Is it going to be those unarmed people in New York City? I wouldn't want to be there, would you?
You couldn't pay me enough, at any rate. No, it's just a power discrepancy that's being enforced by rule of law, quote unquote. And it's quite, I mean, it's head scratching, really, for a country that was once so proud and so strong to abrogate citizens' rights to the point where they're basically just sitting ducks is tantamount to handing the criminals a free criminal license, pretty much. I mean, if you're supposed to rely on the police services to defend you in every situation that can arise, I think you're basically just going to be robbed blind up one side and down the other. So once again, people in Texas and other places where there's still at least the pretense of a Second Amendment, I think you have to make the most of it and not let it go away.
Well, you're right, folks. I got a flash. I've got a news break for you. Here in this country, you have constitutional rights, except where prohibited by law. James, I seem to remember, gosh, where did I get this, that anything that ran counter, any law that was considered, could not be passed if it was in violation of the Constitution.
Nah, I think they did away with that recently. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Just pass whatever you like. And,
well,
it's all by executive decree.
That's what I saw this morning. The baby and the bathwater being thrown out the window, along with that old document that was printed on hemp paper. What was it called? The Constipation? Oh, no. The Constitution. That's right. Yes. Hey, I got Kevin back from Australia. Kevin?
Yeah, John, I think they're playing with your phone system and the rest of your stuff there.
Well,
Look, I don't like to say it, but, you know, it's a well-known fact that if you use a Bill Gates Microsoft computer system, they've got back doors, they can sort of do whatever they like, and in the end, they'll be able to turn people off. Apple can have just filed for a patent to turn off the cameras when people in certain areas are photographing things that the government don't want them to photograph or video. And, you know, this technology, it's not always, happy times are here again. I've got a simple way around it. I use a lot of open source software for everything. I've got Windows on a few computers that I need to have it on, purely and simply because I need to operate a couple of certain types of programs. But everything else that matters, it's all open source operating systems and open source programs I use. I don't use anything else.
Well, Bill Gates, Kevin, I'm sure you've heard this. This is one of the eugenicists out there that would like to be in on a program to eliminate about 70% of the world's population. Now, here's a man.
He's a piece of scum, Bill Gates. And I saw a video on YouTube of Bill Gates preaching at a university, and basically he was saying, we've got the population control pretty much under control with our vaccines. Now, I'm thinking, how does he work that one out? You mean you give a vaccine to somebody and the vaccine is not supposed to make them well? It's actually supposed to kill them? And I thought, here's this guy basically openly admitting that he's knocking off, you know, parts of the world's population by inoculating them. I mean, the guy's just a confessed murderer. You know, how else can you put it?
But as long as he's supported and the tale is constantly being spun of what a great, great man he is, this kind of criminality and this kind of thinking is going unabated and unchecked. Kevin, I think...
Okay. And guess who pays for his PR? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yeah. They literally pay for various media partners to basically talk about how great a guy he is. And lo and behold, he gets praised in the media, and then people start to pick it up and spout it at you on the street. And it's disgusting, but it's exactly how it works. He literally can buy the PR that he needs.
Well, Kevin, stay tuned down there. Stay frosty. I appreciate you listening from afar down there in the outback. Anything jumps off, well, you know the phone number, and you know where to call.
Okay, guys. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. God, you know, I don't know. What is it, James, about people with that accent? I could listen to them all day.
It's true. I've got some of my best friends over here in Japan are either Australians or Americans, so... Absolutely. I agree, but it's just a sign that this message is spreading out so far around the world, and it's the auspices of this internet thingy that, again, people can't take for granted, because who knows how long we'll have it. And as you say, it depends on the computers that are running it, and if they're running on spit and chewing gum, then we better get some more spit going.
Telling you, I'm chewing as fast as I can. Walter in California. Hello, Walter.
How you doing, John? How's it going, James?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you. John, I wanted to swing the conversation back to your little pledge drive.
Okay.
There is a video on YouTube called Top 14 Reasons to Buy Silver Full Version by Truth Never Told. I believe the guy's name is Chris DeWayne from the Sons of Liberty Academy that did this. In this video, it talks about back in the Roman days and here in America up until our friends of the funny money system took over, how somebody could take care of their family with 1/10 of an ounce of silver per day. Now, if memory serves from last week, you guys are giving an ounce of silver for every $200 donation. Is that still correct?
I just checked with the secretary here, and we've got about 14 rounds left.
Okay. So let's say for just to kind of hopefully get 14 callers in, snatch them up. If you watch this video, it talks about, you know, a 1/10 of an ounce of silver was a day's pay. So if you got 1 ounce of silver, that's the equivalent of 10 days of hard labor. And if you think about what the Roman soldiers had to do, what our ancestors had to do up to 1914 when the Federal Reserve actually went into action, that was not easy going work that they had to do. They had to fight and scrape and really bust the sweat to earn the money that they were getting.
Yeah.
So 1 ounce of silver equals 10 days of hard labor, which means if you start multiplying that for every ounce, you know, 10 equals 100, 100, 1,000, 1,000, 10,000, when this whole paradigm goes away, which we all know is going to happen probably sooner rather than later due to QE infinity now, and let's just call QE what it truly is, this would be the best time for folks to grab it. Now, I'm already giving pretty much a good chunk of what I would normally spend on silver to the station every month. I'd like to thank Sandra for setting that up back in February. For those who can't do the monthly thing like I've been doing, this is your chance to get a twofer, so to speak. You get the 1 ounce of silver, which is the equivalent of 10 days of hard labor, plus you get to help the station at the same time. And I see no downside to that.
Well, and as I explained it before, Walter, do you think silver is going to go over $200 an ounce?
I've got some people saying you can get an acre of land for an ounce of silver once the crash hits.
Well, and if that being the case, then it's well over $200 an ounce. So for a $200 donation, think of it as an installment loan, the one that you're going to get paid off of. If you call in with a $200 donation, we send you an ounce of silver. Well, just hang on to it. It'll be over that $200, and you'll get paid back. And then you can go buy your acre of land. Jeez, it's going to get crazy. I wish we could shift into the future, Walter, to show them what the world's going to look like in 6 months or a year.
Because here's something else that we might want to throw in there, John. One of the other things we're going to see in this top 14 reasons to buy silver full version is the fact that he brings up there's less than 1 billion ounces of silver above ground, and we've got over 7 billion people on the planet. Now, add to the fact that Robbie, before he had his seizure, on his website had linked an article that stated that the actual mines in operation to mines and waiting, gold, they got a bunch of mines untapped, waiting to get tapped. Silver, when these mines are done, that's it. There's no backup.
Yeah. And what have they, let's throw the kicker into this, Walter. COMEX, they've been selling the snot out of silver and gold. There's only one problem. For every real ounce that they have possession of, they've sold 100 paper ounces. When the people start showing up at the window going, you know, like this is a bad rerun of It's a Wonderful Life, when they start showing up at the window to cash in, there's not going to be anything left. And as you said, the mines are shut down and they're not going to be producing. Gee, I wonder what's going to happen with the gold and silver market.
Yeah, I'm I'm guessing, based on information that I have and that Robbie's given and Bob Chapman's given and you've given and James and everybody at RBN who's talked silver and talked gold, there's going to be a flip. People holding gold are going to have a lot of shiny metal that ain't worth much, and silver is going to end up being the market they're going to want to be in.
Well, I don't know if that's the case. There has never been a case in recorded history where that gold stuff, that there's less of it on the planet there is the silver, is going to be worth nothing. That's why the banks aren't out there buying silver right now. They're buying the gold.
Right, but the corporations are buying the silver. What do we have in our cell phones? Silver. Yeah. What do we have in our computers? Silver. What's in our clothing now? Silver.
Well, and
we got collateral silver.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and yeah, as far as from that point of view, yeah, it's an industrial metal. It's a commodity for manufacturing. But there's only one problem. Gold and silver has been the currency for some 6,000 years for good reason. There's not a whole lot of it on the planet, and they had to hook their wagon to something to have the wealth. Otherwise, what's it pinned to? It's pinned to nothing. You know, it's like Ben Bernanke going, yes, we can quantitative ease until the cows come home, and don't worry, we'll get you out of your funk. Well, they're not going to be doing it because you can't throw debt at debt and have it exponentially grow into the positive category. You know, it just ain't going to happen. So,
yeah, that's,
you know, I don't look for gold. I look for gold to be $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 an ounce. Is there a better return right now on silver? There very well may be. For a lot of people right now, that's the only thing that they can afford. But
right.
You've not.
Now,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So one other thing, then let me throw this little added tidbit in here. The mint that's printing the American Eagles, they're buying at a 1-to-1 ratio. Now, why would they do a 1-to-1 ratio when it's 50 ounces of silver for every ounce of gold? Something's going on that we're not aware of, and people are not talking about it based on what I have learned from all of the stuff that you've given me and then me going in and doing the research. If they're doing a 1-to-1 ratio instead of a 1-to-50, that kind of makes you wonder, well, what's the real story here?
Well,
that leaves a pretty big... Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion in debt, and they've engineered it to have the banks bail out other banks, and put us on the hook for the payment of it? You know, if I had the money, I'd be buying all the gold and silver right now that I possibly could. But I've sold all that stuff off to keep the network running. So I'm just out here flapping in the wind, folks. We're just here flapping in the wind. And I see a bad wind coming. Walter, thank you for your call. We're running out of time here. I want to give our guest here today, James, a chance to finish out with me and then rest up for about 3 hours in time to do his show on Republic Broadcasting at 9 p.m. Central Time. By that time, it'll be what? 9 o'clock in the morning, your time?
About 11, but I will be fresh as a daisy, so don't worry. But I just want to take issue with something that you just said there, John.
What's
there
that?
Is no such thing as a bad rerun of It's a Wonderful Life. There are only good reruns. It's a great movie.
I'm telling you. Hey, Walter, thanks for your call, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you for everything you guys are doing over at RBN.
All righty. What are you going to be talking about on tonight's show?
The pandemics and what's behind them and what we can expect in the future. So I'm going to dig up something from my archives and go through some of the details. I hope people will tune in for that.
I'll tell you what, you are a valued member of this team on this network, folks. And let me just ask the rhetorical question here. I wouldn't dare put our friend here on the spot, James Corbett, Corbett.com. Go check it out. But what is this guy and his information and his approach and his experience in reporting what's going on, what is he worth to you? Mm-mm-mm. I don't think you could put a value on it. James, have a good show. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Take care, and I will be back fresh as a daisy and ready to go.
All right. I bet you're going to sleep good tonight, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, James.
All right. No problem.
Take care. One thing that I wanted to cover here. Was this Ahmadinejad thing before we get out of here? And folks, please, before the secretary, you know, if you call, she'll stay here to keep taking your call. 800-724-2719. Donate generously. Maybe even go a little bit above what you're comfortable with, because it's that important that we stay on the air. Wanted to cover this before we get out of here, and this was about Ahmadinejad. Before, when he hit the United Nations, the neocons were in full throat. We had our coalition forces around the world that, they were all planning to go in and, kind of overthrow the Iranian government. Well, things are starting to turn. People are getting tired of Israel and their drum beating. When Iranian President Ahmadinejad ascended to the podium to speak on the rule of law, notice I said the rule of law, international law, at the UN. Israeli UN envoy Ron Proser rose from his seat and walked out alone, while the U.S. envoys remained seated. Now, Iranian President Ahmadinejad alluded to what he sees as Israel's illegitimate nuclear arsenal and criticize members who haven't stopped Israel from acquiring it. He said some members of the Security Council with veto rights have chosen silence with regard to the nuclear warheads of a fake regime, while at the same time impeding the scientific progress of other nations. I'll cover this story a little bit more on tomorrow's program. But here's a guy that he knows his head's on the chopping block. Why? Because they're developing nuclear energy for purpose of peace and power generation. But you see, Israel can't have that. The world is starting to turn their back on Israel. Thank you, Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow.